Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Cool. Thank you so much for coming back, everybody, to the Peace Grows Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, which is such a mouthful. I know, but that's what happens when you have a Russian name and a Greek last name. So that's a story for some other time. I have a really awesome guest with me today that I'm about to introduce you to in just a moment. But one thing that I want to do just before I do that, something that I started doing quite recently, maybe about a month ago, in all of my podcast episodes, is to bring my spirituality in this process. I derive a lot of meaning from my spiritual practice, which is Buddhist, and something that we do when we open a practice session, which could be a reading and contemplation or meditation, whatever you do in your Buddhist practice, we dedicate the merit, which is like the positive energy that this practice will generate, to the benefit of all beings, to remember why we're doing this, like what's the core motivation. And ultimately, this is the core motivation of my podcast, is to bring some positive energy into your life and into the life of all the beings. So yeah, that's my hope and that's my dedication. And thank you so much for opening it up with me in this deeply fulfilling to me way. And now, without any further ado, I want to introduce you to Kirsten. She is a confidence and writing lifestyle coach. We met on Instagram. We've been in contact ever since, and it's been really, really too long before she got on my podcast. So thank you so much for Kirsten for making the time.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited we could finally do this.
Yay, me too. Me too. I had to like reschedule and whatnot. Life keeps on happening and requires us to just be patient with each other. Just sprinkle a little patience in it. Everybody will benefit from that as well. Well, I would love to ask you my number one question that I ask all of my guests. If you could share a story about yourself, something that perhaps led you to be doing to what you're doing now in your business, something that was like an insight, realization, or just maybe a difficult time that you were through and figured it out. I just want to meet you as a human being in all of your dimensionality as you are. So please share it away.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to share. And when you ask that question, there are two really pivotal parts of my identity that come up. Mm-hmm. And these two parts are things that I never really expected to be. You know, when I was growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a writer. That was like the first and foremost, top of mind. That's always been my thing, creativity. That's always been who I am. And somewhere along the way, I evolved into an entrepreneur, which is one of the two pivotal moments that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And so that started off as, okay, I want to be a writer. So what does that look like? And I graduated from college for creative writing. And I started taking on just some small writing jobs for businesses and, you know, working on my own book, my own fiction, and things like that. And just trying to get to know myself, and, you know, as one does through the college years of life, right? And mm-hmm. just being able to figure myself out and who I am. And somewhere along the way, I grew this wonderful Instagram community of writers and kind of just fell into editing work and helping writers with that. And it's always something that I've been pretty good at, like the technical side with like grammar and structure and all that stuff. So it's kind of like already been in my wheelhouse, but it was never really like, yeah, I'm going to be an editor. So it kind of just naturally turned into that and grew from that. And eventually my brand evolved into Worthy Writers. So if you are familiar with that, you automatically think of sunflowers because that is my branding. So the yellows and greens and the nature side of things. And I just really wanted something that represented confidence and openness and happiness and just all those feel-good things that I want writers to have. So that's kind of like the first step of a really solid identification of who I am and what I want to do and how I want to help people. And I think that's a lot of, that's kind of for a lot of writers is the reason why we become writers is to, help people share our imaginations and all that good stuff. And so Worthy Writers was born, and I did a lot of book editing for lots of fiction and then got into memoir and all that kind of stuff. And I just published a memoir that I helped one of my friends write. And so I've been a part of so many wonderful people's stories and just been so lucky to just have these experiences as a creative. And somewhere along the way, I decided that I wanted to bridge the gap between the editing and technical side of things and just bring in more of the mindset stuff and the confidence and the feel good things that I talked about. And so I got a certification in life and wellness coaching. So that's where the confidence and writing lifestyle coach that you mentioned at the beginning comes in, because that is just something I'm really passionate about. And I really want to be able to help writers define who they are and what they want their writing life to look like, because everyone is so unique and different. And I want people to be able to reflect that and just really be confident in who they are and not fall into that comparison syndrome of, oh, well, this writer's doing this, so I should be too. And really just focusing on the self and being in tune with that. And so that's where the entrepreneur, long story short kind of thing, of the entrepreneur journey of me came into play. And the second really pivotal moment for me was when I got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm a year and a bit cancer-free now, so I'm definitely okay talking about it. And it's been a journey that for some reason it feels so far away now, just because it's been, I'm good now and so much happier and healthier and everything, and just kind of feels like a distant memory. But it's funny because I never wanted it to be something that defined me. And yet at the same time, it became one of the biggest things because there's so much behind that that I can unpack. That's just like, I survived cancer. Like, sure, it was one of those cancers that, like, there's good chances of survival. It's kind of more of a common one with women my age and, all those kind of quote unquote positive statistics that doctors give you to reassure you that you're going to be okay. And so it was kind of that interesting balance of like, yeah, I want to be positive, but I also had cancer and that was a lot to deal with. And going through that and trying to figure out who I am and trying to, business as usual and trying to focus on that. And then just kind of having to redefine myself and redefine what my schedule looked like and my day-to-day looked like. Cause I really wanted to be this like really badass person that was just like, yeah, I'm, going through chemo, but also still building my business and all that. And my body was like, no, you're not. You're going to take care of yourself and you're going to rest and you're not going to be on social media and, you're going to eat and walk and take care of yourself and just focus on you. And so having to kind of take a step back from being like this awesome business owner person and then kind of coming into this identity of, okay, now you're a cancer patient, was very, very interesting process. And I'm so good at talking about it now because I've talked about it so much as a way to process this information and stuff. And in a way, it's kind of still being processed because like I went through this huge thing and I don't think I ever really slowed down to acknowledge that. And I think that's just kind of going to be an ongoing thing that I deal with, because it's just like it was a big deal, but it wasn't a big deal because it was kind of like, it was really survivable and all that kind of stuff. So it's just like, it was weird trying to not make that a part of who I am. But at the same time, I have this really powerful story now, and I can share with these people that like I've gone through this, I've been through this. Maybe people can relate, whether it's, exactly the type of cancer I had or not, but it's just like this is a part of my life. It's like anything. It's not like the entirety of my identity, but it was a very huge pivotal moment in my life, and it taught me a lot of things about, people care about you for one. I got a lot of positive comments and everything from my audience when I was telling them about what I was going through and stuff. And life isn't all business and everything, and you can slow down and you can take a break. And if your body is putting this illness inside you and saying like, okay, this is your warning, you need to slow down and stop and reevaluate things. So yeah, being a business owner, being a cancer survivor, things that really define a big part of who I am. And as with anyone in life, you never know what you can make as many plans as you want, and life is just like, nah, you're gonna go in this direction instead, right?
First of all, I just want to say I'm so sorry that somehow I totally missed what you were going through about a year ago, because I believe that I was already following you then, but obviously was not reading into what you were doing closely enough to realize what you were working with, so to say, what you were healing from. And I'm just really, really grateful from the bottom of my heart that you felt safe enough and okay enough to share that story, because it is this identity that you're talking about of being this like badass entrepreneur, and at the same time living through such a humongous event and surviving it. It's such a great example of what really happening in our lives that is not being talked about enough. And this is why I'm doing this podcast, in a sense, because I want people to understand that we might present as this well put together and organized and like, I'm doing my stuff kind of thing. And we want to be that. Of course, there is a merit in like cultivating that lifestyle, but at the same time, life definitely happens. And it's okay to slow down and attend to it. It's okay to embrace those scary places that we go. And with the experience that you're sharing, for me, it's really this a pivotal one that not everybody have. And obviously, I don't really wish cancer on anyone, but when we brush up against death or something humongous like that, just even if you have all the best prognosis, but in your mind, you know that there is this still kind of uncertainty looming over you. Or when we lose a loved one or anything of this kind of magnitude, it changes you. This experience is deep, and I just want to thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and I really appreciate your words, and I feel like at the same time some of them aren't necessary, because when people like apologize for things like that, it's like what we just said, it's just like life happens. There's so much going on. There's so much more access to people on Instagram and stuff like that. It's so hard to keep up with everyone and to, be on top of it all the time, being 100%. And so that's why I love podcasts like this, where we can talk about like forgiveness and taking care of yourself, and just like you don't have to be, the robot that, remembers everything and, connects with every single person on the planet. And it's just like there's so much that we put on ourselves, and it's just like it's okay to just let that go and to just be more in the moment. And that's one thing that I really like, it's a day-to-day practice of just being in the moment, being present. And, sometimes I forget and think way too far in the future, but it's just like being in the moment, being present, focusing on what, I think it was in one of your recent newsletters where you're just like, what's in my control right now? Like, what are we doing right now that we can just appreciate and focus on and just enjoy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my newsletter just came to mind. What inspired it? The election in the United States and all the things. And yes, I'm just very grateful for what you just said about not putting that crazy amount of pressure that we all try to do to connect with everybody and everything. I'm realizing it now that I definitely been overstretched in a sense of how many people I can connect to in a meaningful way on Instagram. And I love them all, but I'm realizing that my capacity is very limited, and that's okay. There is nothing to be fixed or tweaked. It's fact, especially introvert. I think we have a limited energy for that kind of stuff. And I also prefer deeper conversations like this podcast. It allows for the conversation like that, then like a million chat open boxes on my computer. So I just very grateful for you bringing that up. I feel like that's slowing down and going with the flow of what we have energy for. It's a good like a thread that can run through this podcast, just so that people can hold on to certain really like key moments. So yeah, I'm grateful, and at the same time, I want to continue learning about your business and your entrepreneurial side of things. And you already mentioned the name of your business and how you found yourself doing so despite life happening, obviously. So I wonder if you could continue and share with us like what you're working now, what's cooking in your business spot, and like if there was an ideal client, if you have an idea of your ideal client in the audience right now, maybe you could speak to what kind of people you help, like at what phase in their life when maybe their writing process, so they can like, oh, I know where to go if I need this kind of help.
Yeah, I really love working with self-published authors because I think that relates very much to my entrepreneurial journey. Because, like it or not, when you're self-published, a lot of the responsibilities fall on you with marketing and publishing choices and all that kind of stuff. So having someone like me come in and say, okay, let's slow this down, let's break it down into more manageable pieces. Because, when you're writing a book and you're exploring your imagination, it's a long process. And I always say that writing is the longest creative activity you'll do because there's so many different steps and so many different people that can come in the later stages. And, compared to art or, I make little keychains and things like that, like beading and stuff like that, that are creative activities, but a lot of times they can be done in a shorter time compared to writing a book. So when you have that overwhelm and you're just like thinking about all these different things and you're like, okay, where do I start? Because I think that's the one of the biggest issues with writers, especially if you haven't published anything yet. It's just like, okay, where do I start? What do I do? And how do I make this happen? Because there's just so many questions that come in. So when you work with a coach, and I'm introverted as well, so I do enjoy the one-to-one conversations and, giving my energy fully to that person in that moment and just being able to say, okay, like, what are your goals right now? Like, what's one goal? Let's start with that. Like, sure, there's a checklist of 100 things that need to be done, but starting with just one is all that we can do right now. Because if we want to do something well, we don't want to do it at like half capacity all the time. We want to be able to, focus on one thing at a time as opposed to, 100 different projects. I mean, there is a place for multitasking, but when it affects you so much that you're just like overwhelmed and frustrated and everything, it's at a point where it has to be like, okay, what do I actually do that's going to help me move forward as opposed to just spiraling and falling into this cycle of just like, panic and all this stuff of like, okay, I don't have enough time to do this. So what do I do? So working with a coach that's going to give you that one-on-one support You outline your goals, you make a plan, you figure out what's going to work for you, because there are so many different types of writers. You know, there's people that like to plot more, there's people that just start writing their draft, they jump right into it. There's different writing techniques, and you know, there's like Save the Cat that's pretty popular, and you know, there's so many different pieces of advice that people could follow, that it's just like, how do you decide which one to take? Because there's so much information out there about writing, there's a lot of contradictory information because it's so opinionated and so like subjective. So it's like hard to find and sift through all the noise and find out what's actually going to work for you. So when you're working with a coach, it's like, okay, this is my life, my writing, what's going to work for me? And how do I create something sustainable for myself and fun? Because creativity is meant to be fun first and foremost, right? So being able to find what you enjoy and what works for you, and that's not going to overstretch you and just make you feel like a failure, because we really need to work as a society of setting ourselves up for success and not playing the comparison game and, you know, just, you know, doom scrolling and all that kind of stuff that we put on ourselves, and just being able to say, okay, I have the capacity to write for 5 minutes every day or even every week. If that's all you have, use it, take it, and write, because writing is better than not writing if you have the time that you know is there. So it's really just about exploring those ideas and exploring those thoughts, and just being like creating that schedule of, you know, this is me, this is my life. And like what we've talked about in the past too, it's just like there's so many different things that life throws at you, and so many different seasons and stages of life, that it's just like what you are at right now is not going to be the same thing 1 year from now, 5 years from now, whatever. It's always going to evolve and change, and it may not feel like that all the time, or, you know, sometimes we get stuck in a rut and we're just kind of like, you know, slowly moving through the day. But, you know, things are going to change, things are going to evolve, different things are going to happen in your life. Maybe you have a new job, or you know, you have kids, you have other responsibilities that come into play. And you know, a perfect example of me is just like in September, I started doing a bookkeeping certificate program, and that meant that I had to step back from social media, and I didn't have the capacity to do all this stuff. And funnily enough, my Instagram is still semi-active. Like, I'm still getting followers, I'm still getting comments. I'm like, yeah, when I do have the capacity, I am posting. But it's a good reminder that, like, if I stop social media, that doesn't mean people are gonna forget about me and I'm gonna fall off the face of the earth, right? Like, it's still gonna go forward. Like, it's not gonna be like an all or nothing situation. Like, you can find that balance. And balance is a really key word that I like to talk about, because it's so important to find that balance in your life that works for you. And that's why I like to bring in writing lifestyle, because you know, confidence is a big piece, you know, mindset, all that kind of stuff. But then the writing lifestyle brings in that action piece after all that mindset stuff. So just being able to create a writing life that works for you. And when we talk about writing life, it's not just writing, it's everything in your life, because this is part of who you are. So it's going to be connected to everything, right? It's not so black and white. So being able to explore that with a coach and really just understand it and figure out that next best step forward is what I really love to help with.
That sounds amazing. And also, I love the fact that how you brought it back to the theme of like, yeah, life happens. You also change, and there's a way to evolve with all of that and the understanding of that, and also work with all of those mindset and whatever other challenges that life throws into your writing journey in this way. So, just celebrating the humanity in all of this. That's all we can do, and remind people of their own humanity at all times. So cool. Well, by the like at the end of our talk together, I will ask you to share about where people can find you, but we're not there yet. Before we get there, I would love to know a little more about self-care that you do? Like, how do you keep yourself sane and semi-regulated, at least, like nurtured, centered, calm, like you name it. And maybe you could just like sprinkle a couple of tips. It in a way that it in that people get inspired, not necessarily to do what you do, like that's not the idea, but it's more even so like, oh, look at her. Kristen is, taking care of herself. Maybe I should do too. Like that is, I'm just being very explicit right now. That's the idea of this section, to show that we as humanity need self-care and entrepreneurs need it as well. We're not that different. Not different at all from the rest of the population that needs love and care. So, yeah, would you be open to share some tips and
Yeah.
tricks?
Yeah, of course. I have a few things that come to mind. So for me, I love lists. So I love being able to, list my tasks that I want to do for the day, which kind of helps me just focus on that and not get overwhelmed, not overthink about all these other things. Because I find I kind of get in these cycles of like, okay, what am I forgetting? What am I forgetting? It's like, no, this is your list. You've written it. Just focus on that. And that kind of helps me. And I do that for work stuff. I do that for self-care stuff, just to kind of
Yay.
get me in that routine of like, okay, I've had breakfast, I've brushed my teeth, I've read for a little bit. So just little things like that really help me just remember and find that routine and just, okay, I've checked it off. I feel successful. I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing something that feels good. And then, and two, just being in the mindset of that guilt that kind of comes in of, sometimes I'll feel like, okay, I've completed my checklist. I still have a few hours left of like the workday. And like, okay, what do I do now? Like, do I have to do something? And it's kind of that panic mode of like, I have the rest of the day off and I need to do something and feel busy. And so there's that mentality, especially in North American culture, where it's like, oh, we have to keep busy, busy, busy. Instead, I can just choose to, okay, I'm going to lie down for a little while. I'm going to read my book. I'm going to, stare at the ceiling if I want to, because that just needs to happen because my brain needs a break. And, just giving yourself permission for those nothing times and just doing nothing. And in a sense, that is doing something, because that is, energizing and just kind of gives you a break, gives you time to relax. So just reminding myself of those things and just being okay with doing nothing. And yeah, so that's kind of my two main things. And I like to write down mantras for myself and just little like inspirational things. And I try to, I haven't been doing so well at it lately, so this is a good reminder to get back to it. But I try to do like 5 to 10 sentences per day of just like, I am worthy, I am gonna do well today. I did great on this presentation, and just giving myself compliments and just finding that inner positivity and that inner validation that I think a lot of us really need more of. So, just creating lists, writing things down, saying things to myself that lift me up. And, I just like to have those mental lists too, like before I leave the house or something, like, okay, make sure I've done all this stuff, and then I can go on my day and not have to think about it all the time, right? So writing stuff down in any sense just really helps me get it out of my mind so that it's not constantly reeling around in there,
Yeah, definitely. Unless it's written down, it's gonna continue, at least for me, swimming in my head, occupying a very precious bandwidth that I can barely find for like other things. So yeah, writing things down to contain the chaos of our lives into just a manageable amount of words. And yeah, speaking gently and kindly to ourselves, it's a wonderful practice, and it's so powerful and totally underrated. We talk to ourselves all the time anyway, so why not choose some kind of ways of doing that? So yeah, that was like, thank you, perfect, on point. I hope that there is someone listening right now who's like, okay, that sounds cool. I should I should try it out and see if that works for me. I bet it will bring some good benefits. So yeah, now could you share with us how can we find you online?
Yeah, so my favorite place to hang out is Instagram. So I'm confident.kirsten on there. And my website is worthywriters.ca. So that has everything with my podcast and contact and my services for coaching and my weekly newsletter as well, and just all that fun stuff where you can get to know me more and just connect with me. And even though I am introverted, I do love people talking to me and connecting with others. So I guess I'm more of like, what's that in between word of introvert and extrovert? But yeah, so that's where you can find me. And I hope that you've enjoyed listening to me talk about myself.
Thank you again, dear peoples. Everything is in a show note, so you can go and click some links in there and stay connected to Kirsten and what she is doing. Get some inspiration and some cool tips. I guess this is a time when I again express my deepest gratitude for you for taking this time to show up and share about yourself and your story, because you know better than I do. Stories are so important, so important. They teach and they inspire better than any kind of speech that lacks like the personal element. For me, a well done story goes right into my heart and sparks something in it that no one with even the best kind of self care, but like kind of neutral advice without a story attached to it, will never hit as deeply. So, yay, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you, everybody, for listening again. I'm dedicating the positive energy that we have generated by this conversation to all beings. May all beings everywhere be happy and be free. And I'll talk to you in the next episode. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.